Good morning. Today is Thursday, November 12th, 25th of Mar Cheshvan. We are continuing in the 11th parak of Mesilas Yesharim. He's outlining Yisurim ben Adam Lachavero and talking about how to achieve Nikius. Yesterday we were discussing the Isser Chazal tell us from saying something that's just not true to saying something that's true, it's just not appropriate advice, to saying something colored by your vested interest. And a person has to be extremely honest when giving advice and make sure that they're focused on the person asking and that they give advice that is zach and barur, that is pure and clear truth. And this is something, ve'eresem elokecha, many times only God knows. And you have to be extremely careful to disclose any negios you might have, any ulterior motives that might be subconsciously motivating your advice. And really, it's about trying to maintain honesty. Focus on the person who you are giving advice to. He says on page 209 in the middle of the paragraph, V'kama nechshalim b'nei adam b'yosim k'rim v'holchem l'tokev chemdas ha-betza. He says people violate this prohibition daily because they're asked for advice, and many times people are motivated by the powerful lust for profit, and they give bad advice because of their motivation that they might not even be aware of. In the Tochacha, this is one of the arurs. Accursed is one who causes a blind person to go astray on the road. He says, by contrast, this is the obligation of an upright person. Mesilas Yesharim, Hayashar. Somebody comes to you for advice, would have taken for yourself. You can't have two different standards. You have to really do what's best for the person asking you advice. Without considering anything but the welfare of the one who consulted him. When somebody asks you for advice, you have a responsibility to only think about their best interest. If you have negios, you have to disclose them. And if you can't disclose them, you can't give advice. And even if you have a suspicion that you might have subconsciously an interest in telling him one thing, you have to disclose that. Because when somebody asks you for advice, your only mission is to give him the best advice for him. Nothing else matters. Unless, of course, he is asking for advice to hurt somebody. And then you have to prevent him from harming somebody, and you're allowed to mislead him. But short of that, you always must focus on the person who's asking for advice, what is the best advice for him? And that is the only thing that matters. As it says in Tehillim, with the crooked act perversely, the story of Hushai the Archite proves this concept. So that's in a case where somebody's trying to hurt somebody else and they ask you for advice, then you don't have to give them the best advice. It would be wrong. Only think about the person asking for advice. Let's continue for a little bit. Harechilus v'lashon hara. Nikias from Rechilos and Lashon Hara. Rechilos and Lashon Hara is talking about gossip, evil speech. He said in the Gemara Bava Basra already told us that everybody sins with the dust of Lashon Hara. Nura ela be planya, oshi saber tovazalifne sonav, bechol kayotze bazeh, saying things that will inspire or lead to Lashon Hara, that's also part of the root of Lashon Hara. And therefore, part of nikias of Lashon Hara means distancing yourself, making sure you are never party to any discussions that are hurtful, harmful, and evil about other people. We will stop here. Have a good day.